Welcome back. I called this course Neuro-Linguistic Programming for Residential Youth Workers. And here's my story. So the sun had already gone down below the horizon, the gathered crowd. Welcome to the Action Factory podcast. My name is Michael Dawson. Let me tell you a story. Now, the sun had already dipped down below the horizon. The gathering crowd behind the safety rope were illuminated only by the glow of the flames. There was a sense of anticipation hanging in the air, and I was in a queue, a line of eager souls on the other side of that rope. Each of our hearts was beating with desire. We all wanted to be at the front of that queue, to stand on the precipice of an extraordinary experience that would etch itself certainly into my memory forever. So we waited our turn with an air of patience. You could feel the collective excitement. It was palpable. We were like caged animals. We jostled for position, trying to peer over each other's shoulders, or perhaps even daring to imagine, as I did, that we could kind of leap over the heads of our fellow queue goers. Now, we weren't motivated by any kind of promise of a mundane prize at the front, but rather by the fear of losing something incredible. It was this feeling we all shared. We didn't want it to go away before we got to the front. That was my biggest fear. I remember jumping up and down on my toes in this futile attempt to maintain this artificially accelerated heart rate. It wasn't the fear of what lay ahead that drove me, but the fear that the pounding in my chest might return to kind of a normal heart rate. I dreaded the thought of returning to the person I was just over an hour ago, a person bound by limitations and beliefs that had held me back. That person would not be capable of fearlessly walking on fire, of experiencing the thrill of achieving something unimaginable just over an hour ago. So finally, after what felt like an eternity, my turn arrived. I'm at the front of the line. I gaze out at this sight. In front of me is 30 foot of glowing embers in the night, but it was different now than earlier. The heat no longer registered. All I could feel was an overwhelming sense of exhilaration and the cool grass beneath my bare feet. And the crowd of onlookers, which was just a medley of family, well-wishers and skeptics, all faded into the background. They were no longer my concern. They were as invisible as the searing hot footpath that was laid out in front of me. So I knew what came next. The trainer was poised, a bit like a gatekeeper, barring the way to my goal. And he shouted at me at the top of his voice, "What's your name?" "Michael Dawson," I screamed back, absolutely convicted. "Do you want to walk on fire?" he shouted. "Yes," I replied, absolutely unshakable determination. "Go," he said, and I went. With the resolve of a soldier marching into battle, I took my first step onto the burning embers. And that journey was swift. It was a blur of intensity. And then when it was over, I joined the ranks of firewalkers on the other end. And our collective joy knew no bounds. We whooped, we high-fived. A whirlwind of emotions and adrenaline was coursing through us. Now, in that moment, we'd done the impossible for us personally. We'd walked on fire, leaving behind the limitations, the fears of the person we were not more than 2 hours ago. There was now an unshakable belief in our own extraordinary potential. Certainly for me, none of us were daredevils, super athletes, adventurers. We were ordinary, everyday people. And the question is, how and why did this happen? And most importantly, why should you care? It happened by using NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, a method that some dismiss as gobbledygook or pseudoscience. But many years later, I was on the top 10 in my industry. Around about the same time, I'd ended a decades-old habit of biting my nails in an exercise that took 20 minutes. I'd made a measurable and concrete difference in the lives of the morbidly obese clients I was working with for a project I worked on for the NHS in the UK. And I've helped many, many more people who might never, ever even have heard NLP. So that's just some of my experience with this gobbledygook pseudoscience. There's a guy I'll tell you about later who was a negotiator for the FBI in hostage and terrorist situations. He secured the release of numerous hostages alive and well. There's famous names like Paul McKenna, who will make you thin, or make you rob a bank, depending on your preference. A huge amount of his work rotates on NLP. The success of Tony Robbins can also be attributed to his NLP work. There are countless examples of the world's biggest change agents using NLP in their own lives and the lives of other people. So here's my question to you. If any of what I've told you is true, then would a background knowledge of this subject enable you to perform better in residential youth work? Perhaps to have the ability to calm volatile and potentially violent situations, influence behavior, to develop a deeper and more meaningful relationship with clients or colleagues, to break through the mental barriers or walls that clients put up to defend themselves. If you think so, then listen on, because we're starting a 10-week training course called NLP in Residential Youth Work. And by the end of this course, my goal is not to make you an expert, but I hope to provide some useful tools as well as inspiring and ongoing interest in the subject. So, welcome to the Action Factory podcast. My name's Michael Dawson, and this is the place for residential youth workers who are keen to share their skills and celebrate the greatest job in the world. Now, if you haven't realized that you've got the greatest job in the world, you may want to visit my website at theactionfactory.com or click the button around here somewhere. You'll find a digital download that will occupy a fascinating and intriguing 5 minutes of your time and possibly change your perspective on what you do for a living. So as you know, today's a really special episode. It's session one of a free audio training course that's designed to be delivered in commuter-sized pieces. That is, listen on the bus and practice when you get to work. There's going to be around 10 sessions, each with a downloadable set of accompanying notes. The full course is not visible on the website yet, but as of recording, it's on its way. And one final thing, and this is the first of a series of free audio trainings that will find themselves to you through the podcast feed. And this makes subscribing a good idea, not least because it also puts you front and center for future launches, etc. So onwards and upwards. If you haven't already worked it out, this course will be heavily tilted towards its usefulness in residential youth work. But this takes nothing away from its usefulness in any youth work situation or even as a basic understanding. If neuro-linguistic programming is new to you, then stay right here because all this stuff applies to everyone. In tandem with this, I'm currently developing the whole course, which includes video lessons, presentations, notes, quizzes, and all the content. And as of recording this, you will not find this course for sale on my website at theactionfactory.com. However, it will be part of a legacy pricing plan along with many other courses and resources of interest to our sector. Depending on when you listen to this, there's a simple way to get the whole lot, hundreds of pounds worth of courses, by going to the Start Here button on the website and get the free download. Click Join and follow that through. At the time of recording this, it may be gone, but there's an offer for under £10 that gives you lifetime membership of our community and all of the courses included, including new ones coming along. I'm not going to keep that on forever, just really doing that for selfish reasons to populate our community very, very quickly. And you are most welcome. So in the meantime, you can subscribe to the podcast and get all the value you want from this podcast absolutely free forever. So let's go. What are we going to be talking about in the coming 10 episodes of NLP in residential youth work? Of course, a brief history and an outline of the origin of NLP and some background knowledge will add context as to where this model came from and its history in therapeutic work. Then we're going to talk about session two, which will be about concepts like pacing, mirroring, and leading in real life scenarios. And this section takes on a whole new meaning when you are a student of the Solutions Toolkit or you have downloaded the free Big Four PDF. Not only will I outline these concepts, but provide a simple hack I developed for my students called SMILE, which sidesteps this whole process and automates your body language. Pretty cool. Something I'm really, really proud to have put together. Session three In session three, we'll talk about the NLP communication model, how we can recognize, notice, or adapt using our sensory systems. You'll find this session fascinating because I'll talk about some really stunning experiments with this in my live classrooms, such as teaching people to recognize colleagues who were either telling the truth or lying. Not in real life, of course, just in a classroom with manufactured lies. And it wasn't a scientific study. Session four will be about setting goals amid the chaos. And we talk about tailored SMART criteria for youth in turbulent backgrounds. And in this section, we'll also talk about how we can embed positivity through visualization techniques. These goals might have several uses, not just therapeutic, but encouraging young people to believe that they can succeed in life, education. And that's so, so important. Related to that, in session five, we'll be talking about limiting beliefs. And in this section, I'm going to bring some research from outside the world of NLP. And that says that we do not choose our beliefs as we think we do. Instead, they're chosen for us. And this applies to your young people. So it follows then that you as a residential youth worker are instrumental in building beliefs in young people. I'll be talking about reframing and how this can be applied to the young people we interact with on a daily basis. How can we encourage our young people to see beyond their limiting beliefs? Session six will be about anchoring. And I'm going to talk about anchoring positive behavior and what potential this might have for you and your clients. Something I've direct experience with, and I used it in my book, 12 Fat Ladies, an incredible brain trick that stopped me biting my nails in a day after a lifetime of gnawing away at the end of my fingers. So these strategies could help us redirect negative habits into positive or neutral ones. Hopefully this anchoring will help us acknowledge how it works and how we can use it in our favor. A fascinating section that helps us understand how not just our clients follow pre-programmed chunks of behavior like bits of software, but we do too. Session seven is important. It's about peer pressure and group dynamics. And we know these things are hugely important for young people. And I'd argue even more so when you live with non-family members, fitting in and having status are multiplied. I'll be talking about how some organizations actually use this as leverage to produce more positive outcomes and positive behaviors. So if you think this is impossible, then think gang members in New York and lifelong drug addicts. A much tougher audience to convince than most of our young persons' residential homes. So we'll talk about group dynamics, perception and individuality in the context of conflict. Session eight is going to be about addressing substance abuse with NLP. Substance abuse takes many forms, from the legal and socially acceptable, i.e. the drugs we pay tax on, to the illegal kind. They're all damaging, and I'm really looking forward to talking about patterns and triggers of use, how we can change dynamics. I'll talk about the switch technique I mentioned earlier for those who would like to stop biting their nails today. And finally, session nine will be around volatile situations and trauma. I know that you'll have experienced the volatility that can exist in teenage dynamics, and I'll be talking about how we can use NLP techniques for calming volatile situations. For those of you who haven't done my Solutions Toolkit training course, you'll not be aware that all of this is in the context of being the first responder, or as we say at the Action Factory, the problem paramedic. This is my way of explaining how residential youth workers are always first on scene in crisis. Now, in session 10, we're going to talk about the ethics and boundaries, as well as reflecting on the use of NLP in residential youth work. You might say that this belongs in session one, but it demands an outline knowledge of the superpowers before you can decide how they might be utilized or not utilized. So we'll finish by setting our own boundaries and assessing how far we've come. So that is NLP in residential youth work. And having seen and experienced some of these amazing techniques, I am so excited to share these experiences with you. So I'll leave you to decide if it's mumbo jumbo or not. For me, it's a very powerful set of tools. You can be here next week or subscribe to join us as we dive into NLP in residential youth work. My name's Michael Dawson. If you don't already know, The Solutions Toolkit is my core work, best described as a framework for working with young people in a care profession. And you'll soon realize why I utilize some of the NLP techniques we refer to in this training course. The team version releases in late 2023, and there's already a free version of that course at theactionfactory.com. So if you've got a team of residential youth workers and you fancy having a look at that, it's completely free. Just go to the website and click on it. If you're one of the early adopters to this course, then it's going to appear weekly here. If you're not, then please don't binge, no matter how long you're on the bus for. Listen, absorb, think, and practice one week at a time, I would suggest. I'll see you next week. I'm Michael Dawson from the Action Factory podcast. Have a great week. Bye for now.